兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们教会现在多了一些小小孩。
We have a lot of small children at our church.
那新生小小孩就是婴儿啦，出生的。
Infants, newborns.
那我们看到这个小小孩啊，婴孩，我们都很高兴。
And we're so happy when we see these infants and toddlers.
那很多人看到孩子就很喜欢跑过去，说：“哎呀，来看这个 baby。”
And when they see them, they love to run up to them and see them and play with them.
那我们看到这个 baby 的时候，一般呢一看，然后我们就会想：“哎，这孩子像谁？”
And when we approach these young children, we would often ask ourselves.Whoa, who do they resemble?
Oh, 这个孩子看，哇，就像妈妈，哇，就像爸爸。
And we'd say, oh, this baby looks like the dad or the mom.
那事实上，做父母的时候看孩子的时候也是这样子。
And it's similar when we're parents.
哎呀，这个孩子像我们啊。
Of course, this child looks like me.
那不然怎么办？你看，说这怎么看起来像别人家的孩子
？Or it wouldn't be like, they look like someone else.
Yeah, like they belong to somebody else's family, no. 对不对？可能医院里面给你发错了。
Or if the hospital made a mistake.
那么could happen to you. 那么孩子渐渐长大以后就不是只是他们的外表我们看他像不像父母。
So as they grow up, it's no longer just their outward appearance that resembles their parents.
我们就开始看他们的性情对不对
We start to look at their personality.
哎这个孩子是不是很喜欢笑啊
Does this child like to smile?
哎呀这个像爸爸。
Oh, then looks like the dad.
总是笑脸常开的。
He's always smiling.
那还是说这个孩子一天到晚闹啊
？Or this kid always acts up.
然后就想，是哪一个父母比较一天到晚在那边闹的
？Or which parent does the kid resemble if they're always acting up？
然后说这孩子怎么老在睡觉啊
？Or if this kid is always sleeping？
那是表示父母哪一个父母老在睡觉
？And you would think which one of the parent？Is always sleeping.
那当然，我们还是这个是讲还是年纪很轻的孩子，对不对
？Of course, this is what we're talking about is really young children.
到了这个孩子渐渐长大的时候，我们就开始看他们的性格。
So as they grow, we start to look at their personality.
你就看到有些孩子啊是好动的，很活泼的。
And then you see some are very active.
可能呢，他们的这个兴趣就偏重于户外的活动啊，可能就偏重于。什么打球啊，运动啊，那你就看父母是不是就是外向好动的父母。
So their interest may be more outdoorsy or hikes or sports, and you would think that oh, this resembles a certain parent.
因为有些孩子呢，他们就是比较文静，然后呢，他们就是比较内向。
Or they could be more introvert, more indoorsy.
他们很奇怪，他们就不去外面打球。
And they don't like to go outside to play.
他喜欢在家里面做数学。
They like to solve math problems at home.
他喜欢在家里面做科学研究。
Or they like to do scientific experiments at home.
你放假有空的时候做什么
？You ask them, well, what do you do during your spare time?
啊，我又做了两册数这个算术题。
Oh, I've solved two math problems.
你就想这两个孩子父母不知道是不是也是这个。这个学术水准还有这个智商很高的父母。
So you would think, oh, the parents of this child might be intellectuals or very good at math.
那我不知道你们家会不会这样子。
I don't know if it's like that in your family.
那有些父母是这样子啊。孩子渐渐长大，看到孩子很出色，然后呢出众，然后呢很好的地方。
And some parents, as they see their child growing, they would see all the good traits of the child.
然后呢，看到这个孩子聪明啊、听话啦、啊、认真啊、上进啊、打球又打得很好，什么都拿第一，然后心里面就很高兴。哎，你看看我的孩子。
And they'd be very proud when their child always gets the accolades. They're always good at in sports. They're getting good grades. They listen.
然后呢，这个孩子当他这个顶撞你，然后脾气不好。懒散，然后呢，这个口出恶言，然后不理人的时候呢，你就说，哎，你看看你的孩子。
But when they start to rebel or start to do or have bad behavior, you say, oh, look at your child.
那好的都是我的，那坏的一定是从这个你的这个先生或太太那边来的，对不对？
All the good traits are from you, but all the bad traits are from your spouse.
事实上，实际上面来讲，孩子在一个家庭当中总是反映出父母的，是不是？
But in reality, a child at home always reflects their parents.
那么做父母的在家里面对孩子的期望，也总是希望能够把我们最好的部分能够教育给孩子。
And of course, you want to always give your child the best, or and give them the provide for them the best education.
我们总盼望我们的孩子反映出来的是我们好的这个方面。
Of course, we hope that our children reflect our good traits.
我们总是盼望他们不但是在他们的模样上面像我们，他们在他们的性格上面像我们。更重要的是他们在他们的品格上面要像我们。
So not only do they outwardly resemble us, but also all the good traits that we have that they will manifest in their character.
这是很自然的。
That's natural.
那所以今天呢，我们主日正道的题目讲到的是成圣。
And today's topic is sanctification.
成圣在圣经里面的意义，事实上讲出来很简单，就是要成为圣洁。
And the definition in the Bible of sanctification is to become holy.
成为圣洁最简单的意思就是我们要反映出神的圣洁。
And to simply put, it is to manifest God's holiness.
人的成圣是要能够反映出神的圣洁。
Man's sanctification process is to manifest God's holiness.
在所有神的属性当中，圣洁是最突出，而且是最唯一，是属于神的。
In all of God's attributes, holiness is what stands out the most and belongs to Him.
所以神说，你们属于我的人要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
So God says, be holy because I am holy.
但今天呢，人甚至在教会里面一般不太想要讲圣洁。
But today, oftentimes, even in the church, we never talk about being holy.
我们不讲成圣。
And we don't talk about sanctification.
为什么？
Why?
因为当你提到圣洁的时候，你不得不提到的就是人的罪。
Because when you talk about sanctification, you have to bring up sin.
神的圣洁是他的荣美。
God's holiness is his beauty.
神的圣洁是他的光明。
And God's holiness is his glory, or light.
Yeah, it's his brightness. It's his glorious light, right? 但是呢，当人来到神的圣洁面前，
But when man comes before a holy God,
我说当人来到圣洁的神面前的时候，
when they come before a holy God,
不自觉的我们想到的或看到的就是人罪恶的丑陋。
What you will see and what is exposed is the ugliness of man's sin.
而人不喜欢面对自己的罪恶，不喜欢面对自己的丑陋。
And of course, Man does not want to face or encounter their own ugliness or sin.
我们来看今天的一节经文，主题经文就是在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
And let's take a look at today's passage, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3.
我们一起读神的话，我们先读英文，再读中文。好，我们一起读英文。1 Thessalonians 4:3, let's read together.For this is the will of God, your sanctification. 然后我们中文一起读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》四章第三节，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。
Holiness.
Yeah. 成圣。就是我们要成为圣洁。
Sanctification means that we ought to be holy.
圣洁的意思，很简单的一个部分，两个很简单基本的定义。第一就是圣洁代表的就是我们属于神。
The meaning of sanctification, there's two parts. And the first is we belong to God.
第二就是我们没有罪。
And second is without sin.
因为神是无罪的，完美的荣耀，所以他是圣洁的神。
Because God is perfect and sinless, that's why he is a holy God.
但是我刚刚提到，当人要去亲近这样一个荣美、无罪、公义的神的时候，
But when a sinful man approaches a holy, perfect, beautiful God,
我们就会有问题。
Then there's a problem.
我们就会觉得我们渺小。
We're so small compared to a holy God.
我们就与我们自己的罪恶面对面。
And we would face our own sin.
我们会面对到我们自己的不好的地方，我们会面对到我们自己的污秽。
And we would face all of the filth that we have.
在路加福音第五章第八节那里。
In Luke chapter 5,
当主耶稣基督在招他的门徒的时候，
When Jesus calls his disciples,
你们记得他到湖边，然后呢，碰到了西门彼得。
And it was by the lake, and he met Simon Peter.
西门跟他的同伴打鱼一整夜，打不到一只鱼。
And Simon Peter was trying to catch fish all night.
那主耶稣基督就跟西门彼得说：“你把网下到这边，然后你就可以上，你就会抓到鱼了。”
And Jesus tells Simon to put out into the deep so that you can catch fish.
当西门彼得照着耶稣的话下了网以后，不但捕到了鱼，而且捕到鱼多到这个船都要沉了。你记得这个故事吗
？And you remember the story when Simon Peter followed Jesus' instruction. He not only caught fish, but it was a boat full of fish.
那在路加福音第五章第八节这边，西门彼得看到这个情景，他就匍匐在耶稣的膝前，他就说什么？主啊，离开我，因为我是罪人。
And in verse 8 here is, But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
彼得捕到鱼了，却觉得自己是罪人，因为他看见主耶稣基督的神能，他知道他是圣洁的神。
After catching fish, he realizes he is approaching a all-powerful holy God and realizes that he's a sinner, a sinful man.
以赛亚在以赛亚书第六章，他在异象中，他来到神的宝座面前。
And in the book of Isaiah, in a vision, he sees God before his throne.
在以赛亚在异象当中被带到了神的宝座面前。
And in his vision, he approaches the throne of God.
他看见天使在神的殿中，在至高的神的宝座面前，在敬拜颂赞他。
And he sees the angels and the cherubims worshiping God.
然后呢，以赛亚书六章第三节，他就听见这些天使就对着神说：“圣洁，圣洁，圣洁，万军的耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。”
And in verse 3, he hears the seraphim saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
那当这些天使天君在敬拜颂赞神的圣洁的时候，因着这个呼叫者的声音，这个神的殿的门槛的根基就震撼，殿里面也充满了烟云。
And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke.
那先知以赛亚看到这个情景，听见了这个天使的赞美，然后看见神的圣洁的时候，他就说：“ 我是有祸了，我是灭亡了，因为我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的人民当中，又因为我亲眼看见了大君王万军之耶和华。
And when Isaiah saw this in the vision, he says, Woe is me, for I am lost, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
一个有罪的人，
a person that has sinned
是到不了神的面前的，
cannot approach God.
因为神的圣洁是不容罪侵犯的。
Because God's holiness cannot allow any sin.
所以我们看见彼得跟以赛亚在看见神的荣美，在看见神的圣洁之后，他们就觉得他们整个人要灭亡了。
Because when Isaiah and Peter sees and approaches a holy God, they say, Woe is me, I'm done for.
请问你是圣洁的吗？
So let me ask you, are you holy?
大家心里面都在想，长老今天天气太热了，不要讲这个题目了。
So you might all be thinking it's too hot. Don't talk about this topic.
我们都快下地狱了，这个地方那么热。
We're all going to hell. It's so hot in here.
因为我本来下面一个问题不是你是圣洁的吗？
Because my next question is not are you holy.
是你是有罪的吗？
It is are you with sin.
当你在神的面前想自己的生命的时候。
So when you think about your life before God,
当你觉得你来到神面前的时候，
and when you approach God face to face,
你觉得你是圣洁的还是你是有罪的？
Do you think that you are holy or do you think that you're with sin?
当你来到神的面前的时候，你像彼得、像以赛亚一样，觉得我因为有罪，因为神的圣洁和他的公义，我要灭亡了吗？
Would you be like Simon Peter and Isaiah when you approach and see God, you would say, Woe is me, I'm done for.
还是你来到神的面前，你说，神啊，你是圣洁的，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶华，我也是圣洁的，感谢你，我在你的殿中，我可以站立赞美你，好高兴。
Or would you approach God and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory, and I am holy like you.
今天不少基督徒，
And today, many Christians
常常觉得，虽然成为基督徒多年，
They might think I've been a Christian for many years,
但总是离神很远，
But I'm very distant from God.
总是不觉得听见神的声音。
And never hears the voice of God.
然后总是好像就没有经历到其他那些基督徒所讲的神许许多多奇妙的神迹和他的呵护和供应。
And they haven't experienced what other Christians have experienced, the miracles and the provisions and the blessings.
其中一个很大的原因就是因为你没有圣洁。
And one of the main reasons is because you're not holy.
你没有成圣。
You're not sanctified.
因为一个不圣洁的人是不可以来到一个圣洁的神面前。
Because a person that is not holy cannot come to a holy God.
这也是为什么神说他的旨意是要属他的儿女圣洁。
So that is why it is God's will for his children to be holy.
因为圣洁的神要我们属他的人成为圣洁，使我们能够进前来到他的面前，然后可以与他有一个什么甜蜜和谐的一个美好的关系。
Because God wants his children to be holy so that they can approach him and actually have an intimate relationship with him.
你知道在以赛亚的经历当中，当他在圣洁的神面前觉得他有祸要灭亡了之后，
Because When Isaiah approached God's throne and said, Woe is me,
神不是谴责他，
God didn't rebuke him.
神也不是说你就是的确是一个有罪的人。
And God didn't say, yes, you are a sinner.
神对这个以赛亚，他差遣了一个天使撒拉佛到他的面前，拿着一个烧红的炭，然后呢是从祭坛上面取来的，然后用这个烧红的炭沾他的口，然后说：“看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴唇，你的罪孽就除掉，你的罪恶就得赦免了。”
What God did instead is here in verse 6, one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for.
当彼得认知到耶稣这个在他眼前的人事实上是神，是一位圣洁的神的时候，然后他觉得他是有罪的，他要神离开他之后。
And similarly, when Simon Peter says, Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, when he saw Jesus as God and a sinless God.
主耶稣在他的圣洁荣耀当中，他不是对彼得说，你的确是一个罪人，所以呢，我不能跟你在一起。
And as a holy and perfect God, Jesus didn't say to Simon, Yes, you are a sinner, depart from me.
主耶稣基督对着西门彼得这个自己知道是一个蛮有罪的人，他对他说：“你不要怕。”
Jesus says to Simon, "Do not be afraid."
主耶稣基督对西门彼得说：“你不要怕，因为今天你会成为我的门徒，你要得人如得鱼一样。”
And he says to Simon, "Do not be afraid. Today you will become my disciple, and you will be catching men."
所以我们看见在以赛亚的这个经历当中，在西门彼得的经历当中，弟兄姐妹，当他们来到圣洁的神面前之时
，So as you can see, both Isaiah and Simon Peter, when they approach the Holy God,
他们不得不看见自己的罪
，They can't help but see their own sin,
不得不看见自己的污秽
，and their own filth,
不得不看见自己的渺小。
And their smallness compared to God.
但是神在他的圣洁之中，他是一位有怜悯有慈爱的神。
But God is a merciful and gracious God.
他是一位爱我们的神。
And he is a God that loves us.
他是一位注重我们的神。
And he values us.
他是一位要我们亲近他的神。
He is a God that wants us to approach him and draw near to him.
因为他要将他所有一切的丰富一切的美好赐给我们。
Because he wants to give us and bless us with the best.
所以神他就要去除去他所爱的人的罪。
So he needs to get rid of the sin of the people that he loves.
使他们可以近前来到神的面前来亲近他。
So that they can approach him.
成圣或者说要 成为圣洁难不难
So sanctification or being whole, becoming holy, is that a hard thing to do?
我问你们成圣难不难
Is it hard?
要圣洁难不难
To be holy, is it hard?
难啊
It's hard
不难
It's not hard
你们都错了
You're all wrong.
不难
It's not hard.
是不可能
It's impossible.
是做不到
You can't accomplish it.
那很多时候我们做基督徒我们经常会有这样的一个疑问
So then oftentimes as a Christian you would question
就是做不到嘛
It's because I can't accomplish it.
不是很难的，很难表示你还做得到。
It's not just hard because being hard, you can still achieve it.
如果我不能没有罪，如果我不能完全的圣洁像神一样，那为什么神要要求我圣洁呢
？If I can't become holy like him, then why does God give the us a requirement of being holy like Him?
今天很多基督徒就变成说，我读这本圣经，神是神圣的，他的标准很高，可是我做不到，所以算了，我们都是罪人。
So a lot of Christians, they would read the Bible and they would come to realize that it's impossible to be like holy like God. So then they forget it, they give up.
反正我是罪人嘛。
And they remain a sinner as I'm a sinner.
Yeah, I'm a sinner. I'll
be a sinner.
反正神的标准都是达不到。
Because God's standards are just too high.
所以神要求我们圣洁，事实上他只是说我让你知道我的标准太高，你做不到。
So God is just letting us know that His standards is too high, unattainable.
但是如果我们这样子想的话，弟兄姐妹。
But if we think it that way,
我们就发现我们是离开神了。
Then we would realize that we're distant from God.
我们离开神的话。
We're distant from God's word.
我们离开神的心意。
And His will.
那难怪你在生命当中经历不了神。
Then of course you're not able to experience God in your life.
当我们想今天的主题是跟今年我们教会的一个主题是，彼此联系的。
But if we think about today's topic of sanctification, is related to the theme of our church this year.
我们要每日亲近神，我们要每日经历神，因为他是美好的。
Daily walking with Him and experiencing Him because He's good. He's a good
God. 因为我们要他的丰盛，我们要他的祝福，我们要他的同在。
Because we want His presence and His wholeness and His blessing.
但是没有圣洁做不到。
But without holiness, you can't receive it.
我也没有圣洁得不到。
Without holiness, you can't get it.
圣经上面说，神的心意就是，神的旨意就是你要圣洁。
And in His word, He says, it is God's will that we are holy.
所以如果你有圣经，翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书。
So please flip to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
对于成圣这件事情，今天我们就分三个方面，我们一定要学习，我们要去能够了解它。
So regarding the topic of sanctification, we'll learn these three points.
第一就是，神的旨意就是要我们成圣。
And the first is, it is God's will for us to be, to be holy.
神的旨意要我们成圣，神的旨意也是要让我们能够去得到它。
It is to be holy and it is to receive Him.
什么叫做成圣呢？
So what is sanctification?
很简单的，成圣就代表我们要为着神而被分别出来。
This means we need to be set apart for God.
我们要是圣洁的。
We are to be holy.
什么叫做被分别出来，或说分别为圣呢？
Well, what does it mean to be set apart, to be holy?
在旧约里面，我们读到，当神设置他的约，这个会幕，设置他的圣殿的时候。
In the Old Testament, when we see God established the tabernacle and the altar.
所有的会幕，里面所有一切的陈设和它的装饰和它的建造，圣经上都说你要把这些事情分别为圣。
And all of the structure, the decoration, and the furnishings, God says, set that apart.
这个意思就是这一切的陈设用品和建筑只能为着神。
What that means is everything that is a part of this tabernacle is only for God.
不能拿去为着人而用。
It is not to be used for man.
也不是为着你个人的需要去用。
It is not to be used by personal needs.
只能为着神。
It is only to be used for God.
当神对他的子民以色列人说，你们要分别为圣的时候。
So when he tells his people, the Israelites, that you need to set apart and be holy.
他说你们要跟这世界上其他的国家其他的种族不一样。
You need to be set apart from all of the other nations in this world.
他们要遵守神的律法。
They have to follow God's commands and laws.
他们对神要有神启示给他们的敬拜的方式。
They have to worship in a way that has been revealed to them.
他们需要为了自己的罪，在这个圣殿面前里面要献上这个流血的献祭。
And they need to sacrifice animals and with the shedding of blood so that their sins can be atoned for.
这些都是使得属神的儿女以色列人是与世界上其他的人是分别出来，是属于神的。
So this sets the Israelites apart from all of the other nations around them and in this world.
过去曾经有人来到教会。
Before there was a person that comes to church,
然后看到我翻译。
And he saw that me interpreting.
那这个人他是开一间翻译公司的。
And he was a person that had a translation business.
他跟我说你翻译得很好。
And he says to me, oh, you are a very good interpreter.
他说我看过很多翻译的，你翻得很好。
I've seen a lot of interpreters, and you did a really good job.
他说你现在如果你可以用你的翻译的能力，你可以去赚外快，很容易的。
And he says to me, you can have a side gig to translate, and you would make a lot of money.
他说医院里面需要翻译的人。
Because there these hospitals need interpreters.
政府里面需要翻译的人。
Government needs interpreters.
那企业在谈这个国际性的交易的时候，大笔交易的时候需要翻译。
And corporations that have big deals, international companies will need interpreters.
他说有些翻译做一天的工5000块钱。
And there's you can be an interpreter and the wage is $5,000 a day.
那你就是需要可能去考一些证照。
Of course, you need to be certified.
那我听到了，我就跟他说：“哎呀，谢谢你的抬举。”
And of course, when I heard this, I said, "Oh, thank you for your compliments."
他说：“我这不在抬举你。”
And he says, "I'm not complimenting you."
他说：“你跟我来做。”
And he says to me, "Come work for me."
那我后来心里想了一下。
And then I thought to myself,
我说：“我这个翻译是在教会里面用的。”
And my skills in translating is to be used in the church.
我也不是一开始就翻译很好。
And I didn't start off translating well.
十几年之后呢，感谢神给我这个才能。
And after a decade or so, I thank the Lord for this gift.
我知道这是神要我来服侍他的。
I know that this is God's will for me to serve Him in this way.
我翻译的目的不是为了要展现我的才能。
And I didn't translate just so that I can show off my skills.
我翻译只有一个目的。
I only have one purpose.
就是听的弟兄姐妹能够因为不知道不听不懂另外一种语言，他们可以得到神的话语的供应。
And the main purpose is to serve those that cannot understand the original language given in the message so that they can understand.The message.
这也是为什么当神话语传扬，不论是福音的布道，或者是圣经的这个宣扬的时候，如果有人找我翻译，我就说 OK.
So that is why every time there's an opportunity for me to translate in the church, I said OK.
这也是为什么之前当我翻译完了，很多人就来说：“哎呀，你今天翻译的真好啊！”
And that is why a lot of times, right after the service, people come to me and say, "Oh, wow, you did a good job."
你知道我听很多这样的一个鼓励吧？我就说鼓励。
I've heard a lot of encouragements like this.
我几乎从来没有听到过有人来跟我说：“谢谢你今天把神的话翻译给我听。”
And I've never heard people come up to me and thank me for translating God's word for me.
我听不懂今天这个传道人的话。
I didn't understand the original language in the message.
今天因为你服侍神，我从你的翻译当中，神对我说话。
But because you translated, I've heard from God.
但是这是我的目的，这也是神赐给我的一个负担。
But that is the purpose of why I translate, and that is a burden that God has placed on my heart.
所以我的翻译是神所赐的，也是为了服侍神而用的。
So.The gift of translation is what has been given to me by God, and it is to be used by God.
就不是说一周只有礼拜天用一次，其他六天或者是五天我可以用来赚外快。
It is not so that I can only use this gift on Sundays, and the rest of the week I can use this as a side gig.
当神赐予我们恩赐或赐给我们福分，是为了要来彰显他的荣耀的时候，我们要分别为圣。
And when God has given us a gift to serve Him, we need to set that apart.
这个叫做分别出来。
That means to be set apart.
成圣也代表我们是要是我们要圣洁的。
And to be set apart also means to be holy.
我们要照着神的话语去过一个合神心意的生活。
And we need to live a life that is pleasing to God.
那在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章，这里面讲到神的旨意是要我们成圣。
So in the passage in 1 Thessalonians, it is God's will for us to be holy.
同时在第一节里面，他告诉我们说，如此行是讨神的喜悦的。
And in verse 1, it says, how you ought to walk and to please God.
当我们顺着神的旨意过生活的时候，
when we live according to His will,
我们是讨神的喜悦的。
We are pleasing God.
当我们顺服神旨意的时候，我们就讨神喜悦。
So when we walk according to His will, we are pleasing God.
所以我们知道，当我们注重走在成圣的道路上，而追求圣洁的时候，弟兄姐妹，圣洁是追求的。
So when we commit to sanctification and pursue holiness, it is a pursuit.
当我们在走上成圣的道路，我们追求圣洁的时候，我们知道我们是讨神喜悦的，神喜悦我们。
And when we do that, it pleases God.
我们不是因为我们自己的罪而惧怕来到神的面前。
It is not we don't fear God because of our sin when we approach God.
我们是因为爱我们的神，所以我们来到神的面前。
We approach God because of our love for God.
但是当我们一来到神的面前，我们就不得不面对我们的罪。
But when we approach God, we can't not face our own sin.
但是当我们想到我们罪的时候，我们就想到了爱我们的主耶稣基督。
But when we think about our sin, we're reminded of Jesus that loved us.
神给我们的应许是他是信实，是公义的。
And His promise is that He is a faithful God.
And just.
And just God.
只要我们承认我们的罪。
As long as we confess our sin.
只要我们悔改。
And as long as we repent,
他就赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive us of our sin.
就像神差遣那位天使拿着烧红的炭碰以赛亚的嘴唇。
Just like the seraphim, using the burning coal to touch the lips of Isaiah.
主耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们流的血就洗净我们的罪。
And the blood that was shed by Jesus on the cross cleanses us from our sin.
他给我们穿上了属于他公义的白袍。
And He puts on us the white robe of righteousness.
我们的主总是对我们说，你不要怕。
Our Lord always tells us, don't be afraid.
因为你是属于我的。
Because you belong to me.
我在你的生命当中，我有我的旨意。
And in your life, I have my will.
我在你的生命当中有我的带领。
And you have my guidance in your life.
我在你的生命当中有我的赐福。
And I will bless you.
因为我喜悦你。
Because I delight in you.
所以当我们在想到成圣这件事，第一，我们就要知道这是神的旨意，我们就要去追求。
So when we think about the topic of sanctification, we need to know that it is God's will and we need to pursue it.
第二，对于成圣我们需要了解的是，成圣有两个层次，或者说有两个方面。
And the second thing about sanctification is that there's two parts to it.
第一， 我们的圣洁是我们在基督里面的身份。
Sanctification is our identity in Christ.
但是同时是我们在基督里面顺服的行为。
It is also an act of obedience in Christ.
之前我不是问了吗？你圣洁吗？
Didn't I ask earlier, are you holy?
大家不敢回答。
And nobody dares to answer.
那如果我问你有罪吗？
Then if I ask you, do you have sin?
大家都敢回答了，是不是？
Then everyone's willing to answer.
Okay, 有罪没问题，大家都有罪，所以这个很容易承认。你是圣洁的吗？
It's easy to admit and confess that everyone has sin and a sinner, but no, it's hard to answer if you are holy.
有没有人敢回答？
Anybody dare to answer?
我现在是在鼓励你回答，我不是在挑战你啊。
I'm not challenging you. I'm encouraging you to answer.
你是圣洁的吗？
Are you holy?
Yes. 啊。你要记得，你如果不敢说你是圣洁，你就亲近不到神。
You gotta remember, if you can't say that you are holy, you can't approach God.
刚一位弟兄说，我是圣洁的，因为主耶稣基督的工作。
And a brother just answered that I am holy in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在主耶稣基督里，我是。圣洁的。
In Christ Jesus, I am holy.
在我自己里面，我一点都不圣洁。
In myself, I am not holy at all.
但是在爱我的主耶稣基督里面，他的圣洁成了我的圣洁。
But in Christ Jesus, His holiness has become my holiness.
所以圣洁讲到两个部分，一个是我们的身份，一个是我们顺服的行为。
So the two parts to sanctification is one is identity.And the second is our act of obedience.
我们的身份，有人称它为是一种定位性的圣洁。
An identity means a positional sanctification.
这是你的身份，这是你的地位，不动的。
That is your identity.
你是圣洁的。
That is your position. It does not move.
因为主耶稣基督洗净了你的罪，他的圣洁成为你的圣洁，你是圣洁的。
Because our Lord Jesus has already sanctified you, has already cleansed you from your sins, so you are holy.
可是同时。圣洁或者说成圣也是一种顺服的行为，有人就称之为一种渐进性的圣洁。
So the second part is an act of obedience, which means it is a progressive sanctification.
哦，不要把自己搞得糊涂啊。
Don't confuse yourself.
Let's 我不要让我来使你们糊涂了。
And don't let me confuse you.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这个意思就是说，因为如果你已经，如果你已经有主耶稣基督的救恩
，If you already have the salvation of Jesus，
如果你的生命已经属于了主
，And if you already belong to the Lord，
你就是已经被分别为圣的人。
Because you are already set apart.
因为你已经变分别为圣了，所以你要成圣。
And because you have already been set apart, then you need to be sanctified.
换句话说，因为神已经在基督里使你圣洁了，所以你要过一个圣洁的生活。
Or in other words, if God has already saved you through Jesus, then you need to live a life that is holy.
今天的正道，如果你什么都不记得，就记得这一点。
If you don't remember anything in this message, just remember this.
当你有主耶稣基督的赦罪和生命
，When you have the salvation of Jesus and the life of Jesus,
你在基督里就被神分别为圣。
Then you are set apart in Jesus.
但是因为你已经被分别为圣了，你在生活当中你要成圣了。
And because you have already been set apart, then you need to be, In your life, you need to pursue holiness.
这不是一个崇高的神学概念呢。
This is not some high,
like this is not a lofty theological concept. 这不是一种那种摸不着的那种玄虚的什么哲理。
It's not some philosophy that's high above that you can't get or understand.
上一周我们家我们跟孩子看一部电影。
Last week our family watched a movie together.
是一个儿童电影，是卡通。
It's a cartoon.
或者说是一个动漫吧。Or animated, right?
Oh, animated
movie. 那里面呢就讲到一个女孩子，十六岁的女孩子。
And in that animation, there was the main, a young girl.
这十六岁的女孩子聪明漂亮。
A 16-year-old girl that's pretty and smart.
充满了活力。
And very active.
然后呢，她的性格就是自由自在。
And she had a free spirit personality.
就是毫无拘束的去这个创这个在这个探索她的生活。
No restrictions. She just likes to go on adventures in her life.
随心所欲。
Does whatever she wants in her heart.
那么，有一回啊，她因为她声音很优美，所以呢，她在一个这个音乐剧里面。是一个主角。
And because she had a great singing voice, she was the main character of a show.
那她那天出去玩了。
And that day she went out to one day she went out to play.
不在音乐会的那天她出去玩。
During the scheduled play, she went out to play.
Scheduled play. 觉得玩了忘我了。
Show, a scheduled show, she went out to play.
Yeah, on the day of the musical,
the musical.
She was out playing, right? 然后呢，跟着她朋友玩到忘我了，忘了时间了。
And she was out playing with her friends, and she forgot about the time.
然后呢，大家包括她的父亲坐在那边等着这个音乐剧的时候，主角来了，音乐上来，结果怎么等不到这个主角
？And with all of her family and parents sitting in the front row. When the musical starts, they can't find her as the main character.
所以她是一个无忧无虑、自由自在、随心所欲、很棒的一个女孩子，但是她同样是一个非常不负责任而且不注重自己身份地位的一个人。
So she is very free-spirited. She likes to do whatever she wants. She's very talented, but she's also not very responsible for her own identity and her own position.
结果呢？我们看到这一幕剧的时候
，and when we're as we're watching this animation，
然后我就听到我们的家里面的女儿说
，and I heard one of my daughters say，
这个女孩子很可爱
，this girl is cute，
而且她好漂亮
，and she's so pretty，
人也聪明
，and she's so smart，
可是她不是好女儿
，but she's not a good daughter。
然后我就坐在那边看电影嘛，我心里面就点点头，我说嗯，说得好。
So I agreed with her as I was watching and listening to her comment.
这个女孩子是她爸爸的女儿。
And this young girl is a daughter of her father.
她的身份，她的地位就是这个爸爸的女儿。
Her identity and her position is the daughter of the father.
不变的。
That can't change.
但是她并没有在做女儿这件事情上面做对。
But she didn't fulfill her duties as a daughter.
这是迪士尼的美人鱼的那个故事。
This is the story of the Little Mermaid.
她没有想到她自己在父亲的面前做女儿的这个身份所带来的责任。
She didn't think about the responsibilities that comes as a daughter.
当我们有了身份，弟兄姐妹，我们所做出来，我们所行出来。的很自然的应该是反映出我们的身份。
So, if you have the correct identity, how you act and live your life should manifest that identity.
这是一个生命的转变。
That is a life transformation.
因为主耶稣基督拯救了我，我在神的国度里，我是神的儿女。
Because Jesus has saved me. In God's family, I am a part of God's child.
我不是一个卑微的，一个污秽肮脏，一个上不了台面的，被神唾弃，被人小看的一个东西。
I'm not just a thing that is looked down upon, by God.
我有一个尊贵的身份。
I have a royal identity.
主耶稣基督，神的儿子，称我为他的兄弟或姐妹。
Jesus, as the Son of God, regards me as a brother and sister.
创造宇宙万物的真神，我们的天父，他称我为他的儿子，称我为他的女儿。
And the creator of this universe calls me a son or daughter.
那因为我身份在神国度里的尊贵，弟兄姐妹，我生活的表现，我的言行举止，我在人的面前表现出就是我是属神的。
So because of my identity, how I live and behave before people needs to reflect that identity.
我要追求成圣。
I need to pursue holiness.
因为我要努力地呈现出神已经赐给我的这个身份。
Because I need to manifest what the identity that has already been given to me.
弟兄姐妹，这个不是重担。
Dear brothers and sisters, that is not a burden.
这个不是枷锁。
And it's not shackles.
这不是人对我的期盼。
It is not an expectation from others.
这是因为我爱神。
It's because I love God.
这是因为我更多的走入他的旨意当中，我在成圣的道路当中，我经历到他的供应。
And I'm walking in the sanctification. I'm experiencing his provision.
本来我不会爱。
Once I did not know how to love.
但现在我能够爱。
But now I can love.
本来我昨天弟兄讲我不会感恩。
Yesterday, a brother mentioned that I didn't know how to give thanks.
永远觉得别人欠我。
I always thought everybody owes me.
但是我现在学会感恩了。
But now I've learned to give thanks.
我现在看见以前的生命，这个旧生命，这个是丰满尘埃，还有这个可能是肮脏的生命。今天我有一个新的生命，是属于神的。
I see my old life as filthy, but now I have a new life that belongs to God.
过去我对未来是这么的执着，这么的想要去控制它。
And before I had a strong will and I wanted to control my life.
但是今天我把我的双手打开，我把我的生命献给神。
But today, I lift my hands and say, I want to offer my life to God.
我让我的主牵引我的手，带领我。
And I allow God to lead me in my life.
然后神就不断地为我开路。
And we see that God will open a path for me.
这个是成圣的道路。
That is the road of sanctification.
这是吸引我去走的路。
That is something that attracts me.
这是在当中得到喜乐、平安还有盼望的道路。
And it is a path that gives us, peace and joy.
这是成圣的道路。
That is the path of sanctification.
所以我们在认识成圣这件事情上，除了我们要知道这是神的旨意之外，
So in understanding sanctification, knowing that it is God's will,
我们要知道这是神已经在主耶稣基督里面赐给我们的身份。
We need to understand that this is already an identity that has been given to us.
但是同时是我们在生命当中所要追求的目标。
But it is also a goal that we need to pursue.
而这个渐进的一个生命，就是讲到一个基督徒生命的成长。
And this progression is the growth of a spiritual life of a Christian.
对成圣的追求，就是一个基督徒生命的成熟。
And to pursue this holiness is how a Christian matures.
越来越像主耶稣。
To be more and more like Jesus.
越来越有神的美善。
To be more,
to have the goodness,
goodness
of
Jesus.
Of Jesus. 越来越有神的样式。
And to be more like Jesus.
主的恩典。
And to be Jesus' grace.
Yeah. 那么第三点
And the third point,
我们今天提到的就是成圣，具体的来说就代表了我们在我们的生命当中，我们要弃绝我们罪恶的行为。
And sanctification means to renounce sin in your life.
弃绝罪恶的行为，然后呢，要因着顺服神的话而有良善的行为。
And to obey his word to do good.
我们看以赛亚书第一章。 以赛亚书第一章第十六到第十八节。
Let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16 to 18.
神对他的子民以色列如此说。
God says to the people of Israel,
因为以色列人在第一章前面讲到他们离弃神背逆神他们在神的面前犯罪他们不认神。
Because earlier it says that the Israelites have rebelled against God and have not obeyed his commands.
所以神在十六节到十八节对他们这样说。
So God says to them in verse 16 to 18,
你们要洗涤自己，要洁净自己。你要从我的眼前除掉你们的恶行，你要停止作恶，然后要怎么样？学习行善，寻求公平。你要指责残暴的人，你要替孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。耶和华说：你们来，我们彼此辩论。你们的罪虽然朱红，必成为雪白；虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless. Plead the widow's cause. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool.
神赐给我们他的话语。
God has given us His word.
为着就是要让我们看见圣洁与不圣洁的分别。
So that we can see the difference between holy and not holy.
所谓罪恶的行为就是违背神话语的行为啊。
So sinful behavior is behavior that goes against God's word.
而所谓行善的行为就是合乎神心意属合乎神话语的行为。
And to do good is following and obeying God's word.
所以神说你们要能够洗涤自己，洁净自己，在我的眼前除掉你们的恶行，你要停止作恶。
So when it says, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil from your deeds before my eyes, cease to do evil.
但是人当然自己做不到。
Of course, man alone can't accomplish this themselves.
但是我们能够有这个意愿。
But we can have that will.
而当我们有这个意愿的时候，你看神的应许就在十八节说：“虽然你们的罪像朱红，因为我的拯救必成为雪白。”
But if that becomes your will, then he says, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow."
我们的罪是那个鲜艳红色的这个标记，就是红色就代表警告，红色就代表危险，这是呈现在神和世人的面前。
And sin is like scarlet. It's a red color, meaning that it's an alarm or warning or danger.
但是当我们在灵里面弃绝这些罪恶，当我们在心灵里面我们要追求神的圣洁的时候，神他的恩典就让我们的罪洗净，我们在他的面前，在人的面前就像是纯洁雪白的。
But when we renounce our evil and our sin, then he says,They shall be as white as snow.
主耶稣基督在约翰福音十七章十七节，他也如此说。他为他的门徒祷告的时候，他说：“神啊，天父，求你用你的真理，求你用你的真理使他们成圣，因为你的话语就是真理。”
In John chapter 17, Jesus tells or prays for his disciples, and he says, Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
神的话语，弟兄姐妹，就像是那干净、清凉的水。
And God's word is like that pure and sweet, refreshing water.
我们的罪就像是现在的炎热和身上的流汗。
And our sin is like the sweat that we are coming out of our bodies in right now.
神的话语像那清冽舒服的水洗净我们。
And God's word is like that refreshing cool water that washes us.
使我们在神的面前能够洁净。
so that we can be cleansed before God.
这是我们对成圣的追求。
That is our pursuit of sanctification.
啊，今天就早点结束，太热了。
Okay, we'll end a little bit earlier because
it's hot. 我至少还有十分钟。
I at least have 10 more minutes.
但是我只用两分钟。
But I'll only use 2 minutes.
昨天我们在这边分享的时候。
Yesterday, last night, when we were sharing together,
有一位读大学的姊妹,
there was a college young sister that's in college.
她读的科系是竞争力很大的。
And the major that she is studying is very competitive.
我如果没记错，她应该是学医的。
And if I remember correctly, she's in medical studies.
她说她今年暑假选了一门课。
And she chose a class this summer.
是有机化学。
It's organic chemistry.
读过有机化学的人知道这门课不容易。
Those of you that have studied organic chemistry knows that that is a hard topic.
很多人就是因为有机化学这门课，所以不当医生，不做科学家。
And a lot of people, because of organic chemistry, have given up pursuing a field of, in a medical field.
这个姊妹跟我们分享说，她今年上这个课啊。因为竞争力很强，发现同学们之间都在找这个答案卷。
And she shared yesterday that because this class is so difficult during the exam, a lot of her fellow classmates were looking for answers to the exam.
然后竟然给他们找到了。
And they actually found it.
找到了以后就大家就在分。
And after finding these answers, they started distributing it.
大家都要得100。
And everybody wants 100%.
有机化学你读不好，你以后的这个医学生涯基本上你就是不用再去想了。
If you cannot pass organic chemistry, you can't go any further in the path to becoming a doctor.
压力很大。
It's very stressful.
所以这个十几岁的，二十岁的。这个女孩，那个姊妹就跟我们说，她自己有这个压力。
And she shared that she also experiences stress.
我谁不想要得满分呢、啊、
？Of course, everybody wants to get 100%.
更不用说你要是得一个 C 一个 B， 以后你申请医学院，你大概就进不了你想要去的那学校了。
Yeah, because if you don't get a good grade, you cannot get into a medical school.
但是她就说，圣灵就感动她说，我不可以作弊。
But The Holy Spirit convicted her and said, "You cannot cheat."
这是很大的牺牲呢。
That's a huge sacrifice.
如果因为你不作弊，你得99，结果你就是全班最低分。
And because you didn't take those answers, you might get the lowest grade.
中国人有时候有这个问题哈。
Chinese people may have that problem.
那孩子回来95分，结果是全班最低分。
Your child might come home with 95% and it's the lowest in the class.
你不跟孩子说95啊，哎呀，好棒啊！你跟他说你怎么欠5分了、啊？打5下。
You don't congratulate them for getting a 95%, but you rebuke them. How come you missed 5%?
95分以后你就不用去读研究所了。
Because you get a 95%, you can't go on to medical school.
希望我们教会里面没有这样的人。
And we hope that there's no parents in our church like that.
那这个女孩子她决定她就是。抵制这个诱惑。
So the sister shared that she resisted the temptation.
我是属神的人。
I belong to God.
我需要把这门课的内容，我需要把它据为己有。
I have to learn the content of this course.
不是只是一个成绩啊。
It's not just about the grade.
而且我需要将我现在的生命，并且我未来的生命，我以后的求学，我的职业，我的一生，不是都是要交给神掌管？
But isn't my future, whatever school that I get into, or whatever profession or career that I get into, don't I already offer that up to God?
她昨天为什么站起来感恩？
Why did she give thanks yesterday?
因为她说，虽然我做了这样子很艰难的决定。
Because she shared, although this was a difficult decision,
神祝福我的学习。
But God blessed my education.
让我在努力啃书的时候，有他赐的恩典。
And he's given me insight and wisdom as I studied.
然后我那门课结束的成绩，因为他刚结束，他说也是很理想的成绩。
And she actually got a good grade out of that course.
弟兄姐妹，19岁、20岁的人就能够经历到神的恩典和供应。
See, a 19 or 20 year old person can also experience God in this way.
他以后如果成为医生，弟兄姐妹，你要去他这样的医生，还是你要去找到答案的这个医生，走捷径的医生呢？你要找哪一个？
So when they become a doctor, would you want to go to a doctor like this, or would you like to go to a doctor that actually cheated by using the answers that was distributed?
用自己的方式走捷径的人一样可以成功。
Using man's own methods, you can also be successful.
但是他们是为了自己。
But they're for themselves.
为自己的利益。
For their own purpose.
你愿意把你的生命交给这样的人吗？
Would you want to put your life in the hands of a person like this?
还是你愿意把你的健康交托在这个属神的这个女儿？她是因着信靠神，有神的同在，稳扎稳打的人呢？
Or would you be willing to put your life in the hands of a doctor that trusts in a faithful God and that belongs to God?
她因为经历到神的供应和神的美好和神的应许。
Because she has experienced God's blessing, provision, and promises.
当她下一次在面临到圣洁或不圣洁的选择的时候。
The next time she comes to a decision to choose whether to be holy or not to be holy,
是不是她更容易走上圣洁的道路？
Would it be an easier decision for her?
这姊妹给我们的见证就是她已经踏上了成圣之路。
And that testimony of this sister is she already on the path of sanctification.
盼望你我同样开始迈出这个脚步，一步比一步容易。
And we hope that all of us here each step that we take would be easier and easier in this path of sanctification.
一步比一步更蒙福。
And be more blessed each step
you take. Yeah, every step you take will be easier than the last. And every step you take, you will be more blessed than the last. 这是神的应许，神的话语。
That is God's promise.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是圣洁的神。
You are a holy God.
你是圣洁不可侵犯的神。
You are a holy God, not to be offended.
但是你是爱我们的神，所以你拯救我们。
But you are a God that loves us and
saved us. 你赐给我们一个圣洁的身份。
And you've given us an identity of holiness.
使我们可以属于你。
So that we can belong to you.
但是你也给我们这个呼召，要我们在我们的生命当中走上成圣的道路。
But you've also given us a calling to have acts of obedience in this path to sanctification.
我们感谢你赐给我们恩典走这条路。
We thank you for your grace for walking this path.
我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语，让我们走这条路。
We thank you for your revealed word.
我们感谢你赐给我们圣灵。时时刻刻的带领我们走这条道路。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you have given us to guide us along this path.
奉主的名祷告。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.